Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. It's Christmas. We have almost made it through year 2011. The world has been in turmoil all year. At long last, there's an indication that the public at large may be starting to understand that federal governments can exceed the limits of their credit cards just as individuals can. The welfare state, cradle to the grave vision, cannot be sustained. Here in the good old USA, we have witnessed our own government's inability to come to grips with the reality that we cannot keep spending what we don't have. We're going to enter the new year with the same uncertainty that we have lived with throughout this year. However, down on the farm, things have been different. This past year set a record for net farm income, $100 billion. Exports set a record of more than $136 billion. Usually the good times in farm country are either enjoyed by grain farmers or livestock farmers at different times. Not that way in 2011. Everyone was there to cash in. Bring home the bacon, corn, soybeans, wheat, hogs, beef, dairy. The livestock industry has successfully adjusted to higher grain prices, except for chickens, and they haven't figured it out yet. As we gather around the Christmas tree to open gifts this year, let's give thanks for the things that count the most, our family, our friends, and that the farm has had a pretty good year. We know from a lifetime of experience that some years are not good. The farming business is like riding a roller coaster. Up and down, hold on tight. Well, enjoy it while you can. Next year will be different. If the weather hurts your crop this year, next year, well, look for a bumper crop. Have a Merry Christmas, and I am John Plock from Washington.
In the rain, as we kiss goodbye.